This is Inside Humboldt Courts. I'm Ryan Hudson. Your courthouse rundown includes a Hoopa community still waiting on a trial date more than a year after a teenager's death, and a case you might remember, a Swiftwater rescue that uncovered a labor trafficking case at a fully licensed cannabis farm. First, in the case of the People versus Georgi Tonev. A worker left alone on a remote cannabis farm near Bridgeville, reportedly with no food and no pay, found a way to ask for help. That person made a call to the Mexican consulate. That phone call set off a labor trafficking investigation, and it would take a Swiftwater rescue team to actually reach the victim. After winding its way through the court system, every human trafficking count against Tonev was ultimately dropped. He pleaded guilty to felony wage theft directly tied to the workers, along with tax violations and unlawful marijuana cultivation related to the grow operation itself. Here's how the case unfolded. In February of this year, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office got a call from the Mexican consulate in San Francisco. A worker had reported being stranded on a cannabis cultivation site on a remote property northeast of Bridgeville. The Sheriff's Office marijuana enforcement team tried to reach the property but could not. Significant flooding had cut off the road access, so they had to call in backup. They called the Search and Rescue Swiftwater Rescue Team. Together with the Department of Fish and Wildlife, they navigated the floodwaters to reach the site. What they found, according to investigators, was failing unsanitary infrastructure with black mold growing on the walls of an indoor grow room. Days later, deputies served search warrants on three separate properties, two near Bridgeville and one near Garberville. This was not an illegal grow. The cultivation site was state-licensed. The violations weren't about permits, they were about how workers were treated. That's when they arrested the man at the center of it all, Georgi Tonev, a Bridgeville resident. Tonev is a U.S. citizen, according to his attorney, who says he's lived in the country for more than 25 years now, originally from Bulgaria. Following his arrest, he was booked on human trafficking charges and held on $465,000 bail. His private attorney, Andrea Sullivan, pushed back hard on the trafficking allegations. Sullivan had previously told reporters that her client is an immigrant himself, someone with, in her words, quote, a soft spot for people who came to this country and try to make a better life, unquote. She argued that the alleged victims, in her words, quote, preyed against her client's generosity, unquote. His attorney emphasized that there were no allegations of threats, no claims that the workers were threatened if they did not do their job. The case took a turn at a preliminary hearing this spring where a judge found insufficient evidence to support trafficking allegations involving two of the workers and dismissed those counts earlier this spring. However, the remaining trafficking allegation was dropped as well, with Tonev pleading guilty to felony wage theft, tax-related violations, and unlawful marijuana cultivation. The charge of false imprisonment was also dropped as part of a plea agreement. Sentencing for Tonev has not yet been scheduled. Next, in the case of the People versus Celine Lincoln and William Warren. A 17-year-old's death on a quiet road outside of Hoopa is still without a trial date, more than a year later. Dylan Andrew Moon was shot on Little Moon Lane in March of 2025. He died of his injuries a few days later. The shooting set off a wave of fear and anger in the Hoopa community. The Hoopa Valley Tribe offered a $10,000 reward for information. They held an emergency community meeting. Tribal chairman Joe Davis later said the tribe was turning its focus toward preventing the kind of alleged gang violence and youth conflict that led to Moon's death. Celyn Lincoln and William Warren, both adults, were arrested within days of the shooting. They face murder charges with gang-related enhancements. Prosecutors announced last spring that they would not seek the death penalty against either defendant. They told the court they discussed that decision with Moon's mother. Both men remain held without bail, and both have pleaded not guilty. A preliminary hearing, which will determine whether there's enough evidence to send the case to trial, is now reset for July 28th. For KMUD News and Redheaded Black Belt, I'm Ryan Hudson.